I'm Kelly Brilli, along with Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for September 24th, 2015. And Burns, OSU is receiving high praise for its efforts in the area of diversity.
We sure are, Kelly. In fact, for the fourth consecutive year, we've received the Higher Education Excellence in Diversity Award from a very prestigious publication titled Insight into Diversity Magazine. Credit for this success, I think, goes to the great work of Jason Kirksey and his institutional diversity team and all individuals across campus. You know, when students of color, minority students come onto our campus and they feel welcome, they're going to encourage others to join them, and that's exactly what's happened. I'm proud to be a part of a community like Oklahoma State that respects and values every member. Still plenty to do, but this year's freshman class had a 30% minority population, which is pretty impressive. And this semester, we also launched the OSU Center for Sovereign Nation Engagement and Partnerships. You know, as a land-grant university, we are supposed to be serving our state and by training great talent and doing great research and sharing both with our state, the nation, and the world. And sovereign nations are certainly a major part of the state of Oklahoma. And so this, we already graduate more Native Americans than any other university most years, but this will help us to even increase that number more. And we're just very proud of all of the diversity on our campus. It makes us better, and I think makes Oklahoma better.
Burns, as you well know, power is a big requirement for a campus the size of Oklahoma State, and the university is taking a big step to ensure its future power needs.
Well, that's right, Kelly. It may not be the most exciting thing to some people, but it certainly is to our Oklahoma State University. Last Friday, we had a groundbreaking for a new central plant. People familiar with the campus will know the power plant today, which was built back in the 40s, is on Hall of Fame, and that's a very valuable piece of real estate for OSU. The new one is going to be on Washington Street, just a couple of blocks north of there. It will not look like a power plant. It'll look like a building, and it won't be spewing the vapor into the sky like our current one does. The current plant has, as I say, been around since the 40s. It's done a great job. In fact, it's exceeded its life expectancy by more than 17 years. But we think that with new boilers and chillers, we're going to be saving about $400,000 a year, which is very important in these tough economic times. And instead of producing power on the campus, this plant will use the green energy created by our Cowboy Wind Farm, which is up by Blackwell, to heat and cool the campus. The Cowboy Wind Farm has supplied us 70% of the power to campus since 2013. So one of the most exciting things about this, the building's going to look like a classroom building, a neo-Georgian classroom building, but it's and in fact, it's going to have an 80-person classroom for interdisciplinary teaching, which is rare for a university to integrate education with its plant operations. We've done, I think, a very good job managing our energy cost, and this is going to help us do even more.
And, Burns, we end today with talk about a big donation for Oklahoma State. And when I mean big, I'm not just talking about the value of the gift.
You're right about that. Yesterday, we had the celebration of the gift from American Airlines of an MD-80 aircraft, which flew in here and landed, and that'll be its final landing. It's going to serve as a laboratory for our aerospace engineering and aerospace programs here at Oklahoma State. It's a wonderful gift, and will really give us a big advantage in those areas. And so we just can't thank American Airlines enough for this very generous gift.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.